RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. Let's go ahead and lock in the big board report for the day. We'll get to Ian Fitzsimmons, ESPN, talking all things college football playoff here in about 15 minutes. Great to have you in the G-Bag Nation. 877-881-1053. Any draft questions you got, Broadus is the man. You know that. I'm Eric Chiafalo alongside the Super Bowl champion, Brian Broadus. We got Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup. John Machota, 1 hour from now, talking Cowboys from The Athletic. But let's get that big board report going right now. How many dudes have you scouted? What's the number at right now?
55.
55. Double nickels right now. That's sure. The perfect linebacker number, which is exactly what this defense needs.
Yeah.
We need some defenders, and we need, of course, a new defensive coordinator is going to help tell the story on what type of players we're looking for. But right now, we're just doing generic, the best players. You know, what guys do you like? Who's got what it takes to put the star on the helmet and go out there and actually perform like a professional? That's what we need to see right now at every single level. Broadus has the big board report. So we start, good question here, in the 3-4-6. Is there any possible way that we could come away with the Ohio State safety, Caleb Downs,
yeah,
and the linebacker, Jacob Rodriguez from Texas Tech?
Yeah, I think that to me, the thing with what's going to happen with Downs is people are going to look at him like they look at a Brian Branch, that his ability to
be versatile.
You watch him and you'll see here, he'll be playing in the Cotton Bowl here Wednesday night. Very excited to see the college football playoff stuff with Miami. I know you'll be out at the game yourself.
Going to the game, dude. I'm going to be leaving the show a little bit early.
Yeah.
And
I'll call in and do some. Have we figured out who's filling in for you yet?
I think my guy Bob. Think Bobby
Bob Belt. Bob, yeah. Belt's going to make the trip.
Trying to get a little Love of the Star, yeah. 1.0.
1.0. Yeah. But I think that with Downs, this is a guy that really checks all the boxes. The leadership, the ability to tackle, the way that he communicates, his ability to cover. He doesn't get fooled. This is a complete package type of a player.
Where's he at in your stack?
Right now, what I have him as one of I have 14 first round grades.
He's definitely one of those.
He's one of the 14. So right now, so he's definitely. Like I said, haven't done any quarterbacks yet. Might have one quarterback, might have two, but I think overall my number is going to be somewhere between 15, 16, maybe on first round grades.
Okay.
I would have to say that he is probably going to be in my top five when it comes to
overall
players. Yeah.
Okay. And right now, the Cowboys, as it stands today, will be picking 14th overall.
Yeah.
With their own pick.
Yeah.
And then with the Green Bay pick, that is at 21 right now. Yeah. So 14 and 21 are your spots. Now, Caleb Downs getting to 14 is borderline impossible.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. I was talking to some Ohio State people. How about this? I was talking to some Ohio State people about their team, and they were making mention of like, well, give me your guys of who you really, really like. And right off the jump, Smith is the wide receiver, number one. Downs is number two, and that's even with Arvell Reese being on that field. Yeah, they've talked about Reese. They talked about McDonald, the defensive tackle. They talked about Stiles. There's a lot of guys on that Ohio State bunch. But Downs is like, they feel like the second most important player that they have on their team.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, he's been all world. I'll never forget watching him last year, yeah. Like in that Texas game, Cotton Bowl last year.
He was a freshman. He was a transfer from Alabama, and he led Alabama in tackles his freshman year. playing there. So that just tells you what kind of player this guy is.
Okay, so that is, I mean, you're talking about probably having to trade up for a guy like that.
Yeah.
Now, is there any other safeties that you've seen at this point?
Well, the only other one I've watched is Halsey from LSU, and he's a transfer, a double transfer. He went to New Mexico, Houston, and then to LSU. He's in a little bit of that mode, the same safety, kind of like when you, as a strong safety, 6'1", 222 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Really around the ball a ton. He reminds me very much, and I'm going to date myself, but he was a Hall of Fame safety for us as Leroy Butler, kind of a guy that was a corner, then moved to safety, kind of the same type of build, kind of a thicker built guy. The problem with Halsey is great around the ball, willing tackler. He's not the fastest guy. He's going to be a 4.55 guy. I have him in the third round right now. So those are the only two safeties that I've seen so far.
Almost like an undersized linebacker a little bit.
Yeah, he is an LSU guy. I mean, like I say, the ball goes towards him. Like interceptions, the ability to read, to react. He's just not the fastest, nor is the quickest. So he's not going to blow you away with explosiveness that way.
Okay, now what'd you see, following up on that question there, the Texas Tech linebacker, Jacob Rodriguez, who had an unbelievable season. Can't wait to watch him in Miami at the Orange Bowl.
Zach is really, really high on Rodriguez.
Well, he's got the Red Raider.
He does.
He's got Red Raider family members.
And there's
this
guy is, you're talking about a 6'1", a 235-pound guy. You're talking about a guy that moves extremely well.
How much credit do you give for him for having the prototype linebacker jaw?
Oh, no.
He's got the linebacker jaw.
Yeah, he does look like a linebacker.
He'll eat your face
squared off.
Yeah.
Like Sergeant Slaughter's.
Yeah. If you just only got to see his jaw, you'd say, and like a little bit of the neck, you're like, yeah, this is a thumper.
Yeah.
This is a real linebacker.
He's related to Bill Cowher.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You don't want him snarling in your face.
Yeah. This guy, though, when you... what I find fascinating about him is his ability to work towards the football. Sometimes there's these guys that don't, linebackers that don't have the instincts to be able to like read a play and go. Sean Lee was one of the best I'd ever been around.
No question.
When, you know, kind of a Luke Kuechly, when you know the formation, you know the play, and now you're running. Rodriguez has got that kind of ability. He's a little bit of a lighter guy. So when he gets hooked up, it's a little bit of a problem for him.
And the linemen get on him?
Yeah, but he's moving at a high rate of speed. The thing that's really cool about him is his ability to cover and how he plays. I've seen him in games against BYU where he's dropping. He's more than what we call that spot drop guy, where all of a sudden you're just dropping to an area and kind of hoping for the best.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that knows how to get to an area or work to an area, turn, and then
identify a receiver that's coming
and
his
then,
way.
And then go again. Like, so yes. I've seen him drop, turn to get to a football. So
I love that.
He's got some of that kind of that.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Because so many linebackers you see, they just go cover grass.
They don't.
They're just standing around, and it's like, bro, find a threat.
Yeah.
There's got to be a receiver coming some direction here that you can maybe get in front of.
Yeah. Well, he's very much a not just go to an area and stop. He is a go and then move and keep moving, reading the route, reading the quarterback. He's a really good tackler too. I just, like I say, I just wonder how much people are going to worry about him being 6'1", 235.
Right.
You know, I mean, we've seen guys like the Schlesinger, you know, that kind of, those kind of players.
He's been great this year.
He's been great, but lighter guy. People were having some questions about him. This guy could very well be like that. Second-round pick type guy.
Okay, you got him second-round grade?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I would love him in the second round. And it is interesting to see where the league is going, though, where it becomes so cyclical. For a while, it was like, sure, you could be a 225-pound linebacker. We're spreading you out. We're trying to stop the pass. And now things are coming back. You look at what the Rams are doing. You look at some of the best offenses in the league this year and how they'll go heavier on you.
Right.
And that then all of a sudden calls for, okay, we might need to be a little bit beefier there when it comes to being in the box on the D-line and at the second level with the linebackers. But
yeah.
I do think when you talk about the instincts, the ability to cover, all that, like, he's a three-down player.
Three-down player.
He's a three-down player. Yeah. I love what I've seen from him this year.
Him and Hill from Texas, very, very similar.
Yeah, Anthony Hill.
Hill's a little bit bigger, a little bit more of a thumper kind of a guy. But when you start to talk about the coverage, the ability to finish, to tackle, to be around the ball. You know, the thing with Rodriguez, he's really good at creating turnovers too.
Yes.
You can watch him tackle and you see
splash
him
plays,
punching at the ball and things like that. So, yeah.
Then this is a pretty good linebacker class, right?
Yeah, so far what I've seen with Reese, I have Reese as an outside linebacker. He's kind of an edge outside linebacker. I mentioned Styles. That's another teammate of his. C.J. Allen I've seen from Georgia. Rodriguez from Tech. And then Hill from Texas are the five guys that I've looked at so far.
Okay. 877-881-1053, Big Board Report with the draft boss, Brian Broaddus, 432. Says, Brian, I feel that drafting a left tackle and letting Guyton go to his natural right tackle position would be best for the O-line. Any options from that standpoint? He mentions Caden Proctor from Alabama, who I don't think lived up to some of the hype that everybody had for him. He's a huge, huge body.
Yeah.
But I don't know that he is like the top 15 pick that many people were thinking he might be coming into the season. But how much are you prioritizing one of your tackle spots here?
Well, I think there's a couple of different guys. We'll see with Fanu at Utah, and then Maui Noah, who is at Miami.
Yeah.
The right tackle. I'm thinking more that they might keep. See, the thing with Guyton's played more snaps now at left tackle than he is at right tackle.
Right, he only played one season at OU. Right,
so,
tackle.
Yeah, so yeah, I think to me that maybe he's going to stay at the left tackle spot, I believe. And now you got to find one of these guys. Proctor could be a guy. Proctor's 366 pounds, so you know 6'7", 366. I mean, he is a monster. The thing about it is there's some of these guys that like, you know, Maui Noah is like a 315-pound guy, a little bit more sturdier, a little bit more stout. Fano and then Lomu is
wow, they're going to make you work this draft cycle.
Yeah, and so, yeah, those are the two Utah tackles. So they're like 306 and 308. You know me, I'm not the biggest fan of the lighter offensive tackle. But these guys are really, really, really good athletes. And Maui Noah is like a really good athlete for a right tackle. So you could see him get off the football. He gets a lot of movement. He's outstanding, like playing out of a two-point stance. He's really good at kicking to the outside, to setting up. So, yeah, I've looked at seven offensive tackles. I've got four of them in the first two rounds.
Okay. All right, so there's some – There's some options there.
Yeah, there are some options.
When are you looking at maybe trying to, if let's say they don't get Javonte Williams back, 214.
Yeah.
Vontae's asking about the running back group.
Yeah, right now I think the best avenue would be Love would be from Notre Dame. Coleman is another guy that I've seen. I have him more of as kind of a third round guy. You don't see the burst and all that with him, the way he plays. But Love will be the best running back in this draft. I'm kind of bouncing around right now, trying to do the Pro Football Focus, like their list, And so they don't have that many running backs. So I've only seen two so far. But if you want the best one, and that's why I would ask you the question about this, you wouldn't even consider drafting a running back at 4 or 14 unless you had everything else kind of buttoned up, right?
Yeah, which I think if we're being honest and realistic, there's no way you go into the draft buttoned up at all the holes that you have and feel like, oh, we can take more of the luxury pick and make that a running back.
Right.
At 14 or 21. I just don't see how that is plausible.
Yeah.
You do have guys in free agency. And so if you weren't bringing back Javonte Williams, there's a handful of guys in free agency. Kenneth Walker's going to be out there. But, I mean, if you're not bringing back Javonte Williams and it's because of money, then you're probably not bringing in a Kenneth Walker or one of those guys.
Right.
But there are a handful of veteran backs that are going to be out there that maybe you could make a play on.
Yeah.
And hopefully—
The guys like Bryce Hall, Breece Hall, and those are going to—
Kenneth Walker.
They're going to cost you—
ETN, Gainwell.
10 plus, yeah.
So hopefully once you get deeper into this draft season, you'll find some middle round running backs.
Right.
And you're like, hey, we feel good. We can go take one in the third, fourth, fifth round and be all right with it. Rico Dowdle maybe is a guy that you want to bring back because he's going to be a free agent as well. So you'll have some options there. But I just think your holes are way too big right now defensively to take a first round running back. I think that would be pretty ridiculous. All right, 877-881-1053. There is your Monday Big Board Report. We'll be back with more tomorrow. So we'll read your text, get your questions into Brian Broaddus. Let's go ahead and talk some college football playoff with one of our favorite college football buddies, Ian Fitzsimmons of ESPN, joins us next right here on The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.